ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:16, beautiful fall Monday morning. Get out and enjoy it because it's probably warm again tomorrow, but then it'll cool off again later on in the week. Jeremy Alford joins us now, editor and publisher of La Politics, to join up to La Politics Weekly to talk about the special session. Hey, Jeremy, how you been?
Hey, Tommy, good. Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Tell me what's in this call.
So we got a special session that's going to start on Thursday, and it is entirely election-related. And looks like the big issue is going to be whether or not lawmakers want to push back the election schedule next year, particularly qualifying that's scheduled for January. Because what's going on is we have some competing deadlines. We have a case that's currently before the U.S. Supreme Court that could very likely end up redrawing our congressional lines. And originally, the lawmakers and the Landry administration wanted to have a special session to draw a new map to get rid of one of the majority black districts and return the congressional lines to kind of like the way they used to be before this most recent map. But they don't know if the Supreme Court is going to issue a decision anytime soon. So they're looking at pushing qualifying back so that folks won't have to sign up for districts that they may not eventually run in. And, you know, Tommy, it's kind of messy. Next year, we're supposed to move to closed primaries. The Secretary of State, Nancy Landry, isn't thrilled about the prospect of having to redo that calendar. Her office just spent a lot of time and resources going around the state educating people about the new closed primary system and what those dates are going to be. And, you know, there's kind of a schedule that she has issued to lawmakers saying that, look, if we get a Supreme Court decision by December 20th, we can stick to what we have. If it happens sometimes after that, there's a variety of different ways we can handle this. We could push back the closed primary. We could push back qualifying. There's even a worst case scenario where we return back to the open primary and jungle primary system that we all know and love. So there's a lot of moving pieces to this, but lawmakers right now, it sounds like they're only going to have that one issue on the table is, do we move back qualifying? As of this morning, we're about 3 days out, and there's no legislation filed. So we're gonna learn pretty quickly exactly what the administration is looking to do, because we're gonna have to see a bill here in the next couple of days.
Yeah, because this is supposed to start on the 23rd, right?
That's right. It starts on Thursday. Lawmakers knew this was coming. Originally, they were asked to kind of put those dates aside. To possibly redraw the congressional lines, but we had a hearing on the Supreme Court level last week, and it sounds like the court's going to need a little bit more time to come to a decision.
Yeah, that what I don't understand is why have this on Thursday when you're not going to get a court hearing until December at the earliest. What am I missing here, Jeremy?
Well, I think it's an act of precaution. Mm-hmm. I think with the Landry administration and Republican leaders in the legislature don't want to happen is for congressional candidates and U.S. Senate candidates possibly to go in and qualify in January for congressional districts that may not exist if the Supreme Court issues a decision after that qualifying period in January.
But I guess I'm wondering, why wouldn't you wait until maybe December to call a special session? It just seems premature, or maybe not. Does it have to do with the schedule of the lawmakers?
It's in the eye of the beholder. I mean, this entire debate is going to go down party lines. The Democrats would rather wait and see what the court's going to do. Republicans would rather be proactive. I think what Republicans don't want to do is to send any kind of signal to the court that they're trying to preempt their authority and draw the congressional district lines now. That sounds pretty important to the Republican leadership and to the Landry administration. So I think they're going to tackle what they can tackle, which is possibly pushing back those qualifying dates in case the Supreme Court does come back and say we need a new map.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. 820, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeremy Alford, editor, publisher of La Politics Weekly. Special session supposed to start on October 23rd. Nothing's been filed yet, so we'll have to see. Traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics Weekly, about the governor calling for a special session starting on Thursday. So ideally, best possible case, the governor would like to see what, or do we know yet, Jeremy?
Yeah, it sounds like the leadership and the governor is zero in on trying to push back qualifying in January, whether that's just for the House races, which is the map that's in question, or it includes the U.S. Senate race with Bill Cassidy and everything else. We're gonna have to wait and see. But as of right now, no bills have been filed. The leadership was waiting to see exactly what that legislation looks like. I do get the sense that there's no sense of urgency in terms of trying to draw a map before the Supreme Court decides. In fact, I think the leadership wants to show the court that they're trying to not preempt their authority to make that decision. So it's all about the calendar right now, and whether they're going to push back qualifying. And, you know, depending on when the U.S. Supreme Court makes its decision, it could play out in a bunch of different ways. We could see a bill with some contingencies in it saying that if we have a decision by this date, this would happen. But we're going to have to wait and see. We're going to be getting into it here pretty shortly, though, with that session starting on Thursday.
Does this have anything at all to do with the Senate race and the governor trying to give an advantage to whomever it is that he would like to see as the next senator from Louisiana?
I mean, Tommy, there could be some politics like that on the back end of this thing, and I just don't see it. But, mm-hmm. You know, I think right now this is all about the U.S. Supreme Court case and the effort coming out of the White House to increase the number of Republican seats by redrawing maps.
So is there going to be a Democratic challenger for the Senate seat at all? I know John Bell said he's not interested, and you can understand how he doesn't think he has much of a chance to win, I would guess. Does a Democrat have any chance of winning?
I mean, we don't even have a marketable name in the mix right now on the Democratic side, and that candidate would need at least $4 million to make a real go of this. And you've got Republican challengers like Senator Blake Miguez and Treasurer John Fleming, who both are sitting on just $2 million in their campaign accounts to $9.5 million for Cassidy. And both Miguez and Fleming both loaned their campaigns a million in Miguez's case and $2 million in Fleming's case. So it's tough, man. It's tough out there to raise money for a U.S. Senate race against an incumbent.
How important is President Trump's endorsement?
I think it's everything. Right now, you've got the majority whip, Steve Scalise, kind of sitting on the sidelines saying he's not going to endorse in that Senate race because he's worried about his own race. So I think everybody's waiting to see what Trump does. If anybody can cause a big ripple in this race, it's going to be President Trump.
Thank you, Jeremy. Any final thoughts?
No, we're going to session starts Thursday. We should have some information soon.
See what happens. Thank you, sir. Jeremy Alford, editor, publisher of La Politics Weekly. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Ben Riggs, executive director of Real Reform Louisiana, about the ongoing insurance crisis in the state. And has anything really been done substantively to deal with it? You can win tickets to the next Saints game when the Black and Gold take on Tampa Bay in the Caesars Superdome this Sunday. You can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. Open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. But I would ask you, please save some room so you can do some yelling to help the boys in black and gold. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest. Enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Bucks tickets from Saints Radio. You have until Thursday to do that, so enter today and every day until then. Right now, we pause for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 8:47, 13 till 9, Tommy Tucker. Beautiful fall morning in the Crescent City in southeastern Louisiana, and it may want to enjoy it because it's not going to be that way tomorrow necessarily, but we do get a little reinforcing cool front coming in on Wednesday and Thursday, I think it is, so we can enjoy that. The insurance business, it's all about the numbers and the actuarial tables and the float. In case you didn't know, and Ben Riggs is here to tell us about the float right now. Ben Riggs, who is, of course, the Executive Director of Real Reform Louisiana. How you doing, Ben Riggs?
I'm good. How are you? Good to be back with you, Tommy.
I'm all right, sir. Let's talk about the way the financing for insurance companies work and what they're doing with claims in Louisiana. I don't know how you want to tell this story because it's kind of complicated, so I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah, it is a little complicated, and I think it starts with an assumption that most people would make, which is that insurance companies make most of their profits by selling insurance policies. But the truth is that insurance companies primarily write insurance policies because it gives them a large sum of cash in an industry that is sort of a pay now for our service, and then we'll pay out later for claims.
Hopefully.
And so it leaves them holding, And so it leaves them holding this large sum of cash. Currently, the property insurance, the property and casualty insurance industry, according to the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, is holding a $1.1 trillion, not billion, trillion-dollar policyholder surplus. That exceeds the GDP of Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
All right. So they're sitting on a mound of cash that they collect from people paying premiums for policies. And in the interim,
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before they pay out claims, they invest that pile of money that they're sitting on. That pile of money is called the float. And they invest that money with massive returns. I actually wrote an article last week where I quoted AM Best saying that in 2024, the property and casualty insurance industry recorded an $89 billion investment profit. But that actually cut it short. And in fact, when you go to the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, they turned a $164 billion investment profit in 2024. And just for comparison for your listeners, to show you how much more they make off of investments than they do writing policies, the 2024 was the best underwriting year for property and casualty insurers since 2006.
Now, wait, what does that mean, Ben, when you say best underwriting year? Explain that.
The underwriting's the like the underwriting profits are the amount that they actually make off of writing policy.
Okay.
So it was the best. It was the best year they had since 2006, and they turned a $25.4 billion profit. So they made in their best year since 2006. $24.5 billion off of underwriting, whereas they made $164 billion off of investments. There's a certain, you know, on the surface level, it's obvious why this is of interest, but I think there's actually something that's more interesting that you and I would follow a little more closely, is that when we're talking about legislation regarding the insurance industry, sort of the politics of the insurance industry, you frequently hear people say that insurers are losing money. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Temple has repeatedly said that insurers are losing money. But the reality is that they're focusing that entire comment on underwriting. Mm-hmm. And one of the things Warren Buffett has said that I think everybody should know, Warren Buffett's important in this conversation because he owns Geico, one of the largest insurers in the country. And he's
the little lizard
investor.
Works for Warren Buffett?
Yeah, 100%. Wow. They own Berkshire Hathaway, owns Geico. Mm-hmm. And think about how Warren Buffett's made all his money. Mm-hmm. He's an investor.
Right.
So he sees Geico. If I go buy an insurance company, that's going to give me a pile of cash that I couldn't amass any other way, and I can invest and make massive profits. But one of the things he said is that we make, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is in just entirely accurate to what he was saying, was that we make so much money off of our investments that the competition for your premium dollars to bankroll our investments is so intense that insurers are actually willing to run underwriting losses in competition with one another for your premiums, because we know they're going to make that back many times over in investments. So to say that insurers are losing money writing policies is sort of disingenuous when you talk about the overall health and well-being of their finances, because that's not where the majority of their revenue is coming from. And I think that people in Louisiana need to know that to be informed about the policies that are being proposed and passed in the legislature.
And as you say that, you know, as I say that about the Geico lizard, that's why there's such intense competition to get you to buy policies, because they're not looking at the underwriting part of it. They're looking at the premium part of it so they can invest the float. Accurate?
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. They are willing to run underwriting losses, and they are willing to spend $1 billion a year advertising to get you to buy their product, because your premium dollars are going to finance their investments, which is where the majority of their profits come from.
But even with that being said, okay, it's America. The idea is to make money. I get that. But you also have to honor the part of the policy where the underwriting part of it, where you have to pay the claim if the claim is made and it's fair. And unfortunately, that's not really what's happening, right, in Louisiana?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I agree with you completely. I don't have a problem with them investing premium dollars. That's perfectly fine. Make money. However, we should have the conversation where we're informed about the overall profits, not just the underwriting profits.
Right.
And we should honor those policies. People are paying those premium dollars with the expectation that when catastrophe strikes, when they're in an accident, when there's a storm, that their insurance company is going to step in and honor their obligation. That's the basic promise of insurance. But what we've seen is in Louisiana, insurers closed 44.6% of claims without payment in 2024. That's nearly half. So that means almost one out of every two claims filed in Louisiana are being closed without payment. But to put that
so
in
when you say closed,
sort of contrast, that's up 26% from 2004. That is a major shift.
When you say closed without payment, that means, okay, we're going to deny it. No,
denied.
We're not going to give you a dime on it. Sue us if you want.
Yeah, denied, 100%. Delay, deny, and force them into a protracted process that many will just bow out from.
And does that include legal action or not? Because here's where I'm going with this, Ben, because I'm thinking on the other side of it, well, wait, and then you're also trying to limit any type of legal recourse you have against insurance companies right on the other side of it?
Well, there's no question that the more that you delay and deny, the more litigation you're going to see. So if you want to understand why litigation comes up, it is because policyholders feel like they didn't get a fair shake from their insurer.
But there is also a move afoot to try to limit the litigation or the...
Tort reform is an effort to make it harder for you to file and have your claim paid. 100%.
Thank you, Ben. Got to run. Appreciate the time and the information. 8:55, 5 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.